18 minutes after 4 o'clock at Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, the big hearing arguments today before the U.S. Supreme Court. It was about this Mississippi abortion law, which bans abortions after 15 weeks. It's a 6-3 conservative court. And if you listen to the people who seem to know, they say it seems as if the court is leaning toward approving the Mississippi law. We'll ask our expert coming up, but first hear a sound of Justice Brett Kavanaugh as he questioned the Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart.
If you were to prevail, the states, majority of states or states still could or and presumably would continue to freely allow abortion. Many states, some states would be able to do that even if you prevail under your view. Is that correct?
That's consistent with our view, Your Honor. It's one that allows all interests to have full voice.
That was part of the oral arguments today before the Supreme Court. How's it going to go? We'll turn to Art Ward now, an NIU professor of political science and the guy who knows more about the Supreme Court than anyone I've talked to. Art, welcome back to the show.
Steve, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. What's going to happen?
Well, I tell you, it's interesting. You played that clip from Brett Kavanaugh, and you know, he's one of those swing justices that we were wondering about where he was going to come down, and it looks like he's very much for this position of sending this to the states, you know, and not having abortion be a fundamental right and allowing states to decide for themselves. So that would suggest that he's very going to be very conservative when the vote comes here in conference.
He talked about the idea of the Supreme Court being neutral on this issue and leaving it to the states.
Yeah, and what that, you know, it's sort of like, you know, if Roe is overturned, if they were to go so far, it doesn't mean that abortion is illegal in America. It just means that it's up to states to decide. And many states have laws on the books that say if Roe is ever overturned, that, you know, that they would ban abortion immediately. And so there are a number of places in the country where abortion would be illegal, but then there are a number of places that have the opposite laws where abortion would be legal.
Okay, so we're talking Art Ward from Northern Illinois University. So then that brings me to something that Chief Justice Roberts said. The quote was, why is 15 weeks not enough time? The idea being that right now it's what, 24 weeks is where we have this line of viability. Mississippi reduces it to 15. Roberts says, why is 15 weeks not enough time?
Yeah, this is an interesting argument by the conservatives, and what they're trying to do, what Roberts is trying to do here, is find a kind of more moderate position than to come right out and say that, you know, Roe was overturned. And so what the chief's trying to do is say that the fundamental holding of Roe and Planned Parenthood versus Casey from the 1990s, the fundamental holding is not viability, that women have the right to an abortion prior to viability, but that women have the right to choose an abortion, but that that right has to be balanced against the state's interest in potential life, and that that's up to states to decide, you know, the balancing. And so that could be at 15 weeks, it could be less than 15, it could be more than 15. This idea that women have some period of time to make a decision. In other words, they know they're pregnant, now they can make a decision. And so that is the right that Chief Justice Roberts is suggesting that Roe protects, not a kind of right to make the decision prior to viability, but a right to make the decision, you know, at some point.
But I bring that up, Art, because then you said there are a number of states who have laws saying that when Roe versus Wade is overturned, they would ban abortions. It seems to me that if the Supreme Court upholds the Mississippi law, what they've done, not insignificant by any means, but what they've done is moved from a viability at 24 weeks to a limit at 15 weeks. And anything earlier than that has not been settled yet. Am I wrong in that?
That's correct, but that does suggest, right, that something short of 15 weeks might be constitutional as well, and that's why you see the states like Texas and these other states with 6 weeks, because some of the conservative arguments here, if you read the Law Review articles and some of the commentary, is that that's enough time for women to know that they're pregnant and then to exercise their right if they choose.
So
15 weeks, you know, is not some magic number, but it's just the Mississippi.
But it could be the bar. And so then if Texas, then they would consider Texas is at 6 weeks, and then we would eventually settle on the shortest period of time. I mean, how would that work?
Yeah, well, that's the hard thing about moving away from the viability standard, and that's why, you know, Chief Justice Roberts is trying to find a way to do that without overturning a woman's right to choose an abortion. But you know, he doesn't seem to have the votes to do that. You know, it's certainly possible in the coming months, if the justices write the opinions and discuss the case informally, that positions can change. But it looks right now that there might even be five votes without Chief Justice Roberts, right? That the conservatives could do what they want without his attempt to try to come to a compromise position. And so that's the real question, is whether if his attempt, you know, he speaks first at conference, he could try to come to some middle position, but that may not fly. And then he would be in dissent.
What about this idea, I read, that the court is, you know, unwilling the court is less willing to overturn an earlier precedent from themselves, that it has to be a higher standard than just a wrong decision, but an egregiously wrong decision. Explain that for me. And could they make a case that Roe versus Wade was an egregiously wrong ruling?
Yeah, so the standard about, you know, how do you overrule a Supreme Court precedent, and how do you know you should, when should you do that, there are certain standards that are in the law, which is that, well, for example, the precedent has been weakened by subsequent cases, right, or that the precedent has proved unworkable in a practical sense over time. And so these are the kinds of things that the court looked at in Planned Parenthood versus Casey to decide whether or not Roe was still fundamentally good law. And, the key to that decision was that this is a right that Americans have come to expect. You know, they have relied on it. It has been used for decades. And that's the point that the liberals were making today, which is if you were to take away this right now after 50 years, you would create, you know, upheaval in the law and upheaval in society. And this is a dangerous road to go down. So they're almost trying to scare the conservatives into coming to a more moderate position. That was clearly what Breyer and Sotomayor were doing all day long.
Do you know what percentage of abortions in this country come after 15 weeks?
The data is out there. You can look that up. It's something like 50,000 or something, 60,000 a year in America are happening after that point. And so, you know, you would have those people who would not be able to get an abortion if the 15-week ban is upheld. But again, it depends on, you know, how they were to write an opinion, and it might suggest, you know, even less than that. So the number could be dramatically increased.
All right, you're a poli-sci professor, so I'm going to sort of slide off into another angle here. But, you know, we've been talking a lot about ward remaps and congressional remaps and all of that. I mean, the court does what the court does, which is great. Surveys show a majority of Americans, pretty strong majority, support Roe v. Wade or abortion rights. And this is why it's important to have fair districts drawn when it comes to the Congress, right? Because if a majority of Americans feel one way, you'd think that their way might hold sway with their elected officials. But because on both sides, so many members of Congress and legislatures are in completely safe districts that they don't really have to listen to a broad-based will of the people. So that's the other sort of wheel on the tricycle when it comes to making change in this country. How did I do with that?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, that this is a political decision, you know, that for all the discussion that we have here about precedent and the Constitution, that at the end of the day, this is a decision that for 40 years conservatives have been trying to reach and have been failing over and over and over again, whether it was in Casey in the 90s or whether it was with Robert Bork's nomination in 1987. They have tried and tried, right, to get Roe overturned, and they have not succeeded, and they have failed because other Republicans in their own regime didn't want them to succeed, right? The five justices that upheld Roe and Casey were all Republicans, right? All moderates who didn't want to go as far as Clarence Thomas and the extreme justices. Now, however, we have a Republican Party captured, right, by the extremists, and so they are going to have to make a choice. So they're going to, you know, sort of push the boundary here, which could, you know, end up harming them, right, in the midterm elections and then subsequent presidential election, or are they going to try to split the difference? And so this is a political decision, make no mistake about it, and that's why the liberal justices are trying to hammer that point hard so that everybody's aware that if the justices were to do this, what the implications would be.
Professor Art Ward from Northern Illinois University. Art, you're always great to talk to. Thanks again today.
Happy to be there. Thanks, Steve.
We're going to continue the talk about the remap when it comes to the wards. The city council punted today. We'll talk to an executive director of one of the do-gooder groups in the city. That's coming up, but first a visit into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.